Hello, welcome back to your weekly podcast practice for your computer vessel class at Alamany with Vinette Cook. So, last week our dictation topic was giving compliments. This week we will practice some English to help you give complaints politely and clearly. The dictionary tells us that a complaint is something we say to show dissatisfaction or unhappiness. Of course, no one is perfect, so sometimes we get complaints or sometimes we make complaints. How can we do this politely and clearly? This week, we'll practice some English that can help you. In this week's dictation practice, listen and write 15 complaints. You can stop, rewind, or replay while you listen. Next week, we will have a dictation in class that you will hand in. Help each other and ask me for help in class when you need to. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 1. I'm sorry to tell you that the dates are not correct in your letter. I'm sorry to tell you that the dates are not correct in your letter. Number 2. I need to tell you that you have been working too slowly today. I need to tell you that you have been working too slowly today. Number 3. Your job application has 5 spelling mistakes in it. Your job application has 5 spelling mistakes in it. Number 4. Your ideas were not clear to any of us. Your ideas were not clear to any of us. Number 5. You shouldn't have so many fonts in your resume. You shouldn't have so many fonts in your resume. Number 6. I hate to say it, but you were very sloppy yesterday. I hate to say it, but you were very sloppy yesterday. Number 7. I can't understand this sentence, so please check your grammar. I can't understand this sentence, so please check your grammar. Number 8. Those customers were very difficult to help. Those customers were very difficult to help. Number 9. I don't appreciate all this extra overtime. I don't appreciate all this extra overtime. Number 10. I don't like the way you spoke to me. I don't like the way you spoke to me. Number 11. You have to be more careful next time. You have to be more careful next time. Number 12. You forgot to change the ink in the printer. You forgot to change the ink in the printer. Number 13. It was your turn to turn off the copy machine. It was your turn to turn off the copy machine. Number 14. Every desk in here is a big mess. Every desk in here is a big mess. Number 15. I always like working with you, but please get here on time. I always like working with you, but please get here on time. Okay, that's it for today. I'm happy to tell you that I'm finished complaining. I think you won't complain about the end of this lesson, and I hope you won't be complaining a lot in class.